1, 2, 3, 4.
Welcome to Tiverton and Hinlip Radio, presented by me, Holly,
Izzy,
Ellis,
Thomas,
Jack,
Lana,
and me, Finlay.
Today's programme is all about finding ways to stay happy and calm.
Coming up, seeing red, the top five things that annoy us most.
We talked to Mrs. Turner about how to stay calm.
And we have a very relaxing mystery sound for you to guess.
Did you know that children today are under more pressure than ever before? A recent report says that children in Britain are more stressed than children in almost every other country.
We asked our parents what they thought. Some said there were more things to worry about now than there were in the old days. Others said the pressures were exactly the same as today.
So what does it set us? We've listed the top five things that make us angry.
I get angry, but I don't let the anger get me. I get angry, really angry, but I don't let the anger get me.
Number 1, getting into fights with our brothers and sisters.
2, falling out with friends.
3, getting told off when we haven't done anything.
Number 4, not having the same gadgets and games as other people and not being able to play with them.
And number 5, being left out and teased.
I get angry, but I don't let the anger get me.
What winds me really up is when my sister comes in when I'm watching a TV show and she comes and says, I want to watch a film, now get out of the way. And she just snatched the remote off me.
It winds me up when my brother starts hitting me and he starts to step on my things even when he knows they're there.
What really winds me up is when my friends tell off me for no reason and I felt really annoyed because we didn't do anything. I went away and was grumpy for the rest of the day.
What really winds me up is my little brother because he is annoying and he does everything he can to like try and get me into trouble.
It winds me up when my friends break up with each other, but then I fall out with them.
What really winds me up, when my brother goes outside and breaks all my pencils, I go mad to him and then he shouts at me and I shout at him back.
When I always go swimming, I'm in my lessons, and when I come back, I can see my sister scoffing cake and slushies in her mouth, and I ask my dad if I can have one, but then he says no, so when I get home, I'm like sulking and being grumpy in my room.
My little sister Ava really winds me up because she tells me I complain and screams because I'm like doing the wrong thing. One occasion was when she screamed and my mum told me off because she has a really, really loud scream.
KH Radio!
So if you are feeling very wound up, what's the best way to calm down? We asked Mrs. Turner at Tiverton what works for her.
More than often, having a nice strong cup of tea, sitting quietly for 5 minutes, just on my own, and just thinking through what's made me cross. And maybe how I can not be cross next time round, how I could deal with things differently.
How do you calm children down?
I think listening to them is really important, having a listen to what's made them upset or anxious in the first place. And then trying to give them some advice, giving them a little bit of space is important, a bit of time away from everybody else.
How do you spot if a child is upset or angry?
It's really difficult. If you're a sort of person that show your emotions and we can see straight away on the outside, so if you look upset or you're crying or you look cross or maybe you're not sort of engaging with things that are going on, you're very quiet, then we can spot it. But sometimes children hold things inside and don't always show how they're feeling. So by encouraging you to be able to come to me or to anybody else in school or to family and for you to know how to say how you feel, that's really important because you don't always show it on the outside how you're feeling inside.
What is the calmest lesson you've ever done?
I do like a very calm classroom in general. I know there's lots of noise sometimes when we're working, but the calmest lesson I've done, I think, is possibly in RE. when we actually do stop and we have that time to be still and to think and to pause and to reflect, we do have a good quiet time.
Is walking away a good strategy to calm down?
I think it is a very good strategy. I think if there's something you feel you can't deal with or things are getting out of hand, by you walking away and taking yourself out of that situation would help to calm everything down, and then it would give you some space away for you calming down yourself.
Another good way to calm down is to sing. Ellis decided to sing a radio club song and we turned it into a jingle. Here it is.
I do radio club on a Friday.
Could I be star of the week?
I do radio club on a Friday.
People could guess the mystery sound.
I do radio club on a Friday.
Are you ready to guess the mystery sound?
Our mystery sound this week is a very calming sound. Listen carefully. Can you work out what it is?
Put your hand up at the end of the show if you knew what that was.
I love Radio Club.
I love Radio Club.
I love Radio Club.
I love Radio Club.
That's it for now. TH Radio will be back later in the term with a new team. But from all of us, goodbye.
Goodbye!